On our phone, we're joined by the former chief, the former commissioner, the former number one cop, who is about ready to get back into the public fray once again, the great David Kunkel. Hi, Chief. How are you?
Good, Mike, Danny. Good, and Corby. Good to be with you guys.
So, Dave, your lovely bride sends me a note this morning saying that basically that you have grander ideas than chief of police. And I didn't respond to her this way, but I'm thinking, man, your retirement did not last very long if this is the case. What's going on?
I'm very close to deciding to probably run for Dallas mayor. And I think that I can make a difference in the community in a whole variety of different ways. And so if I make my decision, which I think I probably will, I'll do it within the next week or two.
So what prompted this? Obviously, you've been thinking about this for a while. Was this before you retired, or was this something that just happened over the last couple of months?
No, it's actually happened in probably the last 24 to 48 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Most of my life's major decisions have been driven by circumstances and nothing I ever would have predicted. And people kept talking to me, and finally, enough of them did in a persuasive way that I sensed somehow it was something that I should do.
Is retirement just not sitting well with you? Because I'm always curious about when guys like you step away from a high-profile position like you did. I mean, considering your age and considering the physical shape you're in and considering the amount of juice you've got left, I always wonder about what drives that decision and what life after that's like, Chief.
I always thought being the Dallas chief, there's a limited shelf life to how long you could do that job.
Right.
And it's good to have somebody who starts over with a clean slate, and that was part of what drove my decision. This issue is a little bit, I thought the voters needed more choices, and it looked like they're going to have for mayor, and that I offered a alternative, and I have a set of skills and personality that could make me effective in the job. So, and in the way things appear to be unfolding this time, my belief was to at least make it known that I had an interest may help the running of the campaign and help me win.
So when do you have to have this announcement in by? Is there a drop-dead date for all this?
Not that time. I think I need to do it quickly, but next week's going to be consumed with Super Bowl coverage, so I thought probably Monday or Tuesday the week after that.
And so, I don't even know your political leanings. What side do you fall on, if you do at all?
Well, at this point of campaign, nobody really wants to express that very much. But the race is nonpartisan. I'm probably more of a basic services rather than a big ticket kind of guy. But
right.
I think it's hard to, you kind of have to make these decisions based on a whole variety of issues, and I think, it's hard to pigeonhole you in one place or another because things change. I know this talks in circles, but, all these issues are very controversial, and the ones that have done in the past, I'm not sure I want to weigh in on, but I live in an inner-city neighborhood that, deals with all the good and bad things about living in the city of Dallas, so, streets, sanitation, police, fire are very important in my world.
So what do you see? I mean, without, getting too specific, because obviously you're not quite ready to do that, what do you see as the big talking points that are going to be driving this election? What do you think the real hot buttons are going to be?
I think, Mike, that there's a general sense of satisfaction the city of Dallas is going in the right direction, that we're well position compared to where we were a few years ago, and I don't think there's going to be support for the big ticket items. Generally, the city budget is going to have a less money, even if the economy approves and what it does, there's going to be a lag effect probably for a couple of years before the city sees any increase in its revenues.
All right, now, what do you mean by big ticket items, Chief? What are we talking about there?
Well, I think you're talking about convention center hotels, and I think you're talking about bridges over the Trinity, and I think you're talking about...
You know,
the kind of things...
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. You know, the argument is that, I mean, there's a fundamental argument between basic services and things that don't necessarily benefit the livability and quality of life.
Right. Okay.
But, now, your wife, she had a lot of experience down there covering City Hall and whatnot. I imagine that she will be a pretty integral part of your campaign if, in fact, it happens.
Yeah, she will be. She's very wise, and she cares about me, and she's very knowledgeable. So yes, she will.
I imagine she's about ready to get you out of the house too, isn't she?
Probably that's true too.
Just start doing something, man. How about mayor? Why not? Just go for it.
Can I talk to you guys a moment about the ticket?
You may.
Okay, I've been with you from the jocular edification, from the genesis of the ticket. And every place I go, more than anything else, I'm defined by, do you like your gig? and you can go in any neighborhood in the city, and you know, it seems like as many as women as guys, that all of us P1s share this common sense of kindred spirit type stuff between. To me, it's been like one of the most interesting phenomena.
It is. It's the weird, strange power of the radio station, and it kind of spans, you know, not only sports but, you know, your territory and future territories as well. You'll be haunted by that forever.
It comes with the number one.
You know, even if we have differences, somehow we all seem to be brought together by the little ticket.
Well, it cuts across a very wide cross section. It's a phenomena that we have watched for 17 years now. It's one that I don't think any of us quite understand, but it's also one of those things for us anyway, from where we sit, best left not figured out or not touched. Just let it do what it does, and hopefully we can keep it going for as long as we can, you know?
Yeah, I hope so too. I've read the book from cover to cover about the little ticket, so I know its history, Yeah, but it is an interesting phenomena, and one thing too that I like, it's like having best friends, but you don't have to deal with the hassles of helping them move or get them out of jail in the middle of the night. So
right, you know, Corby's never going to want to borrow your pickup truck.
Exactly.
But I may have you get me out of jail. Especially if you're mayor.
Yeah, you're going to be a real good guy for us to know.
Yeah, man.
You know that, don't you? I mean, not that you weren't before, but still.
Yeah, and I'm going to be pretty accessible and living, you know, right in the, you know, middle of the Lower Greenville. So.
Well, cool, man. We appreciate the time, and keep us posted on all this. Tell Sarah to continue to, you know, keep me updated on all of it.
Yeah, this is really a neat move. I must tell you, it comes from out of left field, but I can scarcely think of anybody better to do it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right.
See you, Dave.
Thank you, Chief. And that is David Kunkel, the former chief of police. And as you all heard,
number one cop in Dallas, the number one cop, the commissioner, chief of police, David Kunkel. What, do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job. It's,
That wasn't the question. Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love, maybe I didn't understand the question.
Okay. I mean, do you like being chief of police?
Oh, God.
Greatest ticket moment ever?
I think it's right there. Yeah, it's...
It's up there.
You know, I started trying to piece together the top 10.
You can't.
No, you can't. I gave it up very quickly, but about three or four shot to mind immediately, and that was certainly one of them.
I think Rick and Craig have something to say about that,
yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah, they will. What, Rocco Pendola's meltdown on the rant, that certainly does.
Right.
And there are many, many others, but how could he have possibly known, as that question was being asked, that he was about to step into the 15 or 20 seconds that would define him.
Yeah.
God. How could he have known that?
Not all the great police work that's been done.
Right.
Not the fact that he's going to run for mayor and quite possibly be the next mayor of the great city of Dallas. He's going to be remembered for what?
Do you like this gig?
And yet he seems fine with it.
Oh, he loves it.
And as you could hear, a very, very big ticket listener.
And the neighbor.
Yes.
He's my neighbor, Corby.
I know, buddy.